In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Reverend fathers, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst.
He is in our society.
So does anybody know what kind of vehicle the apostles drove?
Honda.
Obviously, some of you do. Not just a Honda, but a clown car Honda, a Honda clown car. Because there was 11 of them at the time. And it says in the verse, when the day of Pentecost had come, the disciples were all together in one accord. And that's, did I get some booze over there? Holy cow. I'll see you after Vespers next Saturday. So anyway, actually, I believe the version that I almost called you deacon, that the servant of God, who is a true servant of God, Lee, read, said of in one accord, correct? Yeah. The one on the printout, it says, when they were gathered in one place. Now, these are two radically different things. We can be in the same place and not be in the same accord. Being in the same place just means you're together. You know, people who are, people can be in the same place and arguing or fighting even, you know. Two boxers are in the same place. I'm guessing they aren't really of one accord. Well, I guess they're of one accord in that they each want to beat the other one up. But so anyway, this is a very, very important distinction that we're not just in one place. When we come together, we're not just to be in one place. We're to be of one accord. What does that mean? That means we're to be united in the one Spirit. There is one Spirit that we all have, and that is the Holy Spirit through our baptism and chrismation. And so that means there's to be no divisions, no quarrels, nothing between us. And this, you know, this is not an easy thing, obviously. Those of you who, I don't know, are part of a family have realized how hard it is to dwell with someone and always not have division or quarrels. And those of you who, I don't know, have a job, have realized how difficult it is to be gathered together with those that you're working with and not have any divisions and quarrels. Likewise, going to school and everything we do in life. And unfortunately, Lord, have mercy on our souls here in the church as well. But that's not how it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be gathered in one accord. So that means there's no separation from us. There's no Parthenian or Greek. There's no male or female. There's no clergy or laity. Now, don't get me wrong. There is. I have I've been blessed with the office of the priesthood, and our bishop has been blessed with the cross of the Holy Episcopate. But we all are part of the priesthood of Christ. And so that means that we're all working towards the same goal. The reason you see my back for most of the service is because I'm like an Eastern shepherd, am leading us all, God willing, to Christ. As St. Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. When I'm not following Christ, don't follow me. You can go ahead and smack me. but so anyway, so we are all on the path to the kingdom of God. That is the only thing that matters. I heard a story of Sayedna telling a fellow priest, Father John Ryman in San Diego. He says, I have two tasks for you. He said, build a church and lead all of your people into the kingdom of heaven. Two simple tasks. Thank you, Sayedna. But in a sense, that's what we're all about. You know, if this place burned down tomorrow and we had to cram into the fellowship hall, glory be to God for all things. There's a beautiful picture that was at Holy Cross of a bishop in his full vestments serving in a mud hut in Africa. How beautiful is that? We do this to show the beauty of God. But ultimately, what is the church is not this building. It is each and every one of us living in one accord. Like I said, there's no male or female. There's no Greek or Parthenian. Are there any Greeks or Parthenians here? Anyway, we have some Greeks. But anyway, there should be no quarreling among us over things, even over things that are very important, like doctrine. There should be no quarreling, because basically we say, I think it's this. Well, I think it's this. Well, what do the fathers teach? Outside of that, well, what does the bishop want us to do? Okay, that's what we're going to do. There's no more quarreling, no more, this is what we're doing. And so when we fight, when we argue over things that have no eternal consequence, I'm sorry, paper or washing dishes, no eternal consequence. There's so many things that we argue about that have no eternal consequence. They may have financial consequences. They may have ease of life consequences. They may have all kinds of different consequences, but they don't have eternal consequence. When we fight about those things, we are not of one accord. The disciples gathered together, they were of one accord, and Christ poured out the Holy Spirit upon them. So if we want to truly receive the full measure, the full blessing of the Holy Spirit, we must be in one accord. We must not quarrel about things that have no eternal significance. This is key. This is so important. This is the gospel, that we love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and strength, and we love our neighbor as ourself. And you know what that means? That means sometimes we take the hammer and the nails and we give it to the person next to us and say, pound away, put me on the cross for my salvation and for your salvation. This is what we are as the church. This is a blessing. I know it is difficult, in the same way that marriage is difficult, in the same way that being a parent is difficult, in the same way that being a child is difficult, but it's a blessing. How many of you, when your child was born, went, oh, this is going to be so much work? And yet it's true. It's the same thing in here. It's so much work, but it's a blessing. Someone once asked on the internet to describe the priesthood in a couple words or one sentence, and someone put, the most blessed cross I have ever received. And I thought, oh, that's beautiful. There's a truth to that. And that's true of everything in our life. Life is the most blessed cross we can receive, and being in the church is the most blessed cross we can receive, because ultimately it's only through Golgotha that we get to the resurrection and that we get to the ascension. It's only through allowing ourselves to be on the cross that we receive the grace of the Holy Spirit and the ascension and the glory of being united with Christ. And what an amazing thing that is. I don't understand who people who don't have this faith make it through life. Because if you don't, you know, I guess they just see the blessings that God has given them. And anyway, I'm not here to talk about that. But what I do want to talk about is pray that we can be of one accord, so that we can move forward as a church, and that like the apostles, Christ will pour out his Holy Spirit upon us for our salvation and the salvation of those around us and the salvation of each and every person in this valley, to the glory of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.